All right, folks, this is Todd Wilson with the Lane 8 BMX podcast. And today, man, I got a world champion on the pod, a three-time world champion. This lady is no joke. It is Krista von Niederhausen. And of course, y'all know her from Pump Track World Championships, but hey, she's also done BMX, but she's moved on. And this lady's from Switzerland, and I'm going to see if I can get this right. She's from the capital of Switzerland, Bern, correct? But from a place called Wattenwil. I got it right. Yes, I'm doing all right. This young lady, like I said, is a three-time world champion. 2018 in Arkansas, 2022 in Chile, and then last year, 2023 in Austria. And I watched them, and I watched the last one. I was watching as it was going on, and I was just blown away. So I want to say, Krista, thank you for joining the Lane 8 BMX podcast. I have been looking forward to this interview. How are you doing?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for having me. I'm great. Thank you. And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. I'm going to jump right into it. 2008, you started racing BMX. Your brother first got into it. And then you went down, watched it, and you were like, okay, I can do this thing. Were you automatically good at it, or did it take you some time to build up to being to where you were racing World Cups?
So you did your research.
Yes, ma'am.
I started as a kid and just staying on the bike, having fun, and it came all step by step, I would say. So it was at the beginning, it was one training per week, and then I started to go twice a week, and then at some point I made it to the national team, and yeah, I think I had like a natural talent, but I had a lot of fun doing it, so that's what it takes to stay in this sport, I think.
I agree with you. Were you a kid that was already doing other sports before you got into BMX?
Not like in a team or something or a sports club, but I just did a lot of sports at home. My family is a lot into riding bikes, so we were a lot on the big bikes before. And then we started BMX.
Man, not bad. Is your brother still racing BMX?
No, he stopped before me. He stopped in junior because he started with his apprenticeship, and yeah, but he stays for pump track championships. He's with me always.
I love that. When you're racing, what was the racing like at the time in 2008 in Switzerland? Did you do a lot of traveling, and Is there a lot of tracks around where you live?
So there is, the nearest track is just in the town next to Wattenwil. So that's 10 minutes. And then there are other tracks like Échichon, Grandson, and yeah, I would say Zurich. They are all like one and a half hour from my home. So it's quite okay. We have a lot of places to train.
Not bad. Was there a lot of racing at the time?
We had like the Swiss Cups, and we had also the regional races. So we did a lot of races in Switzerland at this time. When we started with BMX racing, I did a lot of races in Switzerland, but not in Europe at the beginning.
I'm curious, you ended up getting so good that you ended up start racing the World Cups. Was it a big jump, I would say, from racing regionally and locally to going into the World Cups?
Yeah, that was difficult at the beginning because I started quite late with BMX racing. So I was already 10 years old. And then it was just fun at the beginning. And when it got more serious, I was already in junior category. So it was hard for me to start racing on these big tracks, on the supercross tracks. That was really hard for me. But at the beginning, it was quite okay when I started to jump the big jumps. And so I felt great. So it was cool to do something new, something bigger.
Yeah. Okay. I got to laugh because, man, you said I started late racing BMX at 10. What? Are you kidding me? Okay. So what are you supposed to start at 5 to race BMX? Lady, you're awesome.
No, but I mean, I started just having fun on the bike and doing some races in Switzerland. And I mean, all the others that started with me, they were already like really serious and doing the European Cups and everything. And for me, in junior category, that was all new. So I had some European Cups done in the class of 15, 16 girls, but in junior class, it was something else.
Did you excel quickly? And were you at the time, and you'll understand where I'm leading with this question, were you a power rider or a skill rider?
I would say more a skill rider. But yeah, so for example, gates and the first line was never my best part, but I was better like on the third, fourth straight, like technical things.
Many people, I would say, don't reach a level of BMX that you have when it comes to racing. And then you decided, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to go do the pump track stuff. What was, if you don't mind me asking, what was that decision like and how did you get to that point, I guess is the question.
So it was not like a real decision. I just started doing pump track races back in 2018, and it was all new, all fun. We had a good time all together. So I was like, yeah, I want to do this more. I want to go again next year. And I still did BMX races at that time, and it went good. So it was easy to do this together. It was easy to, like, for me to train both of it, because I think for me it's like being flexible, do different stuff on the bike that helps me in both disciplines. Yeah. So yeah, and at some point I didn't enjoy BMX racing anymore, so I was like, okay, let's focus on pump track.
I hear from a lot of elite riders, it's just it gets monotonous. It's the same thing all the time. Was that what kind of pushed you towards the pump track because it was so new?
Yeah, maybe kind of. Yeah, I think for me, BMX races were always a lot of stressful weekends. And I felt like at some point there were not so many female riders. So it was like just doing 2 laps a day or 3 laps a day, and that was not so fun anymore. And then a lot of stress. So I was like, yeah, just think I just knew that this is not what I want to do anymore.
Is the training different from BMX to pump track? And does the skill from BMX translate into pump tracking?
I think the skill translates into pump track, but now I'm more often on pump tracks than on BMX tracks. And what I had to learn was to ride the turns, because that is really different from the big BMX track to the small turns. But the basics from manualing and jumping is the same. It's just maybe a little bit more of training the precision, train alone to be fast. And in BMX, it's more you have to be comfortable riding in between other riders, so riding in groups.
Is it important when you're riding a pump track to relax?
We'll be right back. Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I think you have to be relaxed in your head to be ready for everything that comes, but you have to be powerful and your body has to be ready. So maybe the body not relaxed, but the head has to be relaxed.
You have three favorite tracks, I understand, for pump tracks. And I'm going to ask you why on individual tracks. The first one I understand, and please forgive me for blowing this name if I do. Zitzers?
Yes, Zitzers.
Man, I apologize. It's in Switzerland.
It is.
Why is that track your favorite track? And what? And then I'll ask you at the end, what makes a good pump track?
So it's just every time we go there, so it's far away from my home. And every time we go there, it's really fun to ride this track. It's just always refreshing and always cool. And yeah, it's just, we can have fun on the track, like riding in a group together and having fun. That's the most simple answer I can give you.
I'll take it. Okay, I read that your second favorite one is Lisbon.
Maybe not anymore, but at this time. So I'm now at 101 pump tracks I have been on and tried. So that's a lot. I have a lot of good pump tracks to talk about. Lisbon was a really cool and fun pump track for the world's final in 2021. Yes. Yeah. It's just a really flowy pump track. You can have fun, like try different lines, do some manual and some jumps. That's really, really cool.
Okay. I'm going to blow this one again. I know it, but I'm going to try it. Your third one I read was Grimmens.
Yes, Grimmens. That's also in Switzerland. It's a small pump track. It's like in a really, really beautiful location in the mountains. It's just, if you go there, you feel like having holidays.
You just said something that I've got to touch on, and then it leads into my question. Okay, you've ridden over 100 pump tracks. So you would have intricate knowledge of what makes a good pump track. So I'm curious, in your mind's eye, what makes a good pump track to you?
So a good pump track has to be like really cool to ride, has to have this flow that you feel fast, but you can also like chill on the pump track, like just going fast or going slow, you feel really good on the pump track. And I think it should also have the possibility to do different lines, to try something new. Like you have, if you have long straights, for example, and then you can do a jump or you can do a double manual and just exchange a little bit.
When it comes to you riding a pump track, do you use different equipment from a BMX track? In a sense, do you use longer cranks, smaller bars, or is it just the same or whatever's comfortable for you?
It's just the same. I didn't change a lot. So I changed my bike over the last years a little bit, but I just used it for BMX and pump track. So maybe I'd say, no, actually it's for me, it makes no difference.
Does tire pressure play a factor?
Yes, yes. In the turns, if the pressure is too low, you can slip and like blow off your tire. So this is important.
Yeah, I would think so. Do you usually want your tires to be grippy, or you want it to just be, it glides over the asphalt?
More the second one. It has to glide over the asphalt.
Talk to me about this. How do you train for a pump track competition? Is it just simply riding the tracks, or do you still do like weights? Do you still do an overall condition for yourself?
So I do a lot of riding on a pump track. There I do like technical stuff, manual jump, whatever. And I do also like fast laps just to feel safe on the pump track, because I feel like with all the strength I've got, I can go really fast on a pump track, and I have like to adapt in my head to this speed. So that are two important things, the technical part and the speed. And next to this, I train also, I do gym, like train full body workouts just to be ready, because in a pump track, you have to use your whole body. That's not just the legs, but also abs, arms, everything.
What makes a good pump track racer?
I think you have to have some strength just to pump through, and you have to be precise and fast. Just like fast movements, and also I think you have to be adapt fast in your head to the new situation.
Season is, let me see, I think if I look correctly, I'm checking this out. The season is going to begin for qualifications for the World Championships in Spain, ANSA, in May 26th. Are you going?
So actually, I had already a qualification in Switzerland last week, and there I could win my ticket already. So this time I won't go to ANSA because it's right in the middle of my studying for the exams that are coming. But I plan to go on other qualifications in Switzerland at the in September, and the one in Germany as well.
Since you've already punched your ticket, is that more to see where you stand when it comes to competition as opposed to just to qualify?
Yeah, so I'm qualified. I don't have to do other qualifications, that's true. But for me, it's a good training. It's like, I can see where I stand, like you said. And it's also for preparation for the Worlds that will be later this year. It's a good thing to do some races to feel comfortable on the bike.
Krista, I'm curious, how do you approach a competition mentally? When you get to a place to compete, I'm curious, are you looking at the track to understand the lines that you can pick? Mentally, how do you keep yourself focused? Because I know that everybody seems to be pretty cool with each other, but once you hit that opportunity to race, it's a whole different story.
Yeah, so on race day, it's the atmosphere is always different than in training. But yeah. If I come to a new track, I watch the track, yes. But more important is to ride the track, like to feel how does it feel. Where can I do a manual? Where can I do a jump? what is the most important part to do right. All these little details I try to figure out in training and like come as much to precision as possible.
I would think that it is important to really figure out where are the bumps, the imperfections and things like that on the track, where you can gain time. So my question to you is, jump or manual?
For me, definitely manual.
Understood. I read an article that said that you are, there's two people that inspire you. Elise Willoughby. You said in an interview, she inspires you. I'm curious as to why.
So she is like that, a big idol of mine since I was a little kid. When I started BMX racing, my first own BMX was a red line, and she had the red line at that time, and it was just a really big fan of hers. And I think she rides really well. She has a good technique. It's cool to watch her. So that's why. It's just because as a little kid, she was like a big idol of mine.
Okay. There's another person, this young man that you know quite well. I read Renato. Please forgive me, Renato, if I mess your name up. Rufiner. He's your boyfriend. Talk to me about your relationship and how he helps you with your racing, just in life in general.
So he is like maybe my biggest support out there, or like on and off the track. I would say my days are quite filled with my studies and everything, and he's there to like help me getting all together, getting my trainings done and doing my mechanics and everything like that. So that's a really important thing for me, like just to be able to perform on that level. And also on the track, he knows me so well. He knows what he has to tell me at which moment. So yeah, that works really well. He knows how to like push me to my limits in trainings, and he's there to calm me down when I'm nervous during races. So yeah, he's just always there for me.
That is really, really cool. Renato, props to you, brother man. All right. There is something that you do that I find fascinating, and I think it is so dope. You are a medical student. And what made you decide to go to the medical field? And how has that been, especially when you're incorporating it with being a full-time athlete? How in the world do you balance that, Krista? I'm curious.
So I think the human body is really, really interesting. Like all in all, it's so interesting. It's unbelievable what our body is capable to do. So for me, it was from the like sixth grade, it was at the age of 12 or 13, I knew I want to do this. So I worked all my way into the studies, medical studies, and now I'm in the last year of my studies. So it's a tough year for me. And I just know that I work really well in this like kind of pressure from both sides, just like to do when I have a day full with studies and then come home and in the evening go to train somewhere. It's a really good exchange.
So what is a day like for Krista? Like, is it first school or is it first riding and then, or vice versa?
So normally it's first school and riding in the evening. on afternoon and evening. Yeah. And yeah, I think the organization, that's one of my biggest strengths, like to be really focused on what I have to do and like organize everything the way it has to be.
You're going to be in the middle of your season when you finish. What's the next step for you when it comes to your medical career? Will you go directly right into being a doctor, a pediatrician? I understand that's what you'd like to be.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it's going to be. So I will start working at the end of the year. So when my season ends, I will start working. But first, I have to do all my final exams this summer.
You got to train and travel and do all of that. So do you, obviously, you study when you're traveling also?
Yes.
Wow, you are a strong-minded lady. I respect that. Holy cow. Okay, so are you going to be working in a hospital or are you planning to work in a clinic? How do you join a private practice? What do you plan to do?
So first of all, I have to work in a hospital. That's the beginning of the time as a young doctor. You have to start working in the hospital for some years, and then I don't know for sure in which direction I want to go, but for me, it's both possible, like to go into a clinic or also to stay in the hospital. I'll see that. But for now, I will work in the hospital.
Congratulations. I think that is so cool. Then with that in mind, how long do you think you'll continue to compete?
I don't know. So what I know is that next year in 2025, there is the World Champs in Switzerland. Yep. So there I will compete for 100% for sure. And after that, I'll see. So I'm sure I will not stop riding my BMX. That's for sure. But we'll see at which level I will compete after that.
As a woman in the sport of BMX, from racing to pump track, how has your journey been as a woman in some would say a male dominated sport?
So as a kid, I rode always with the boys. And we had our races always together with the boys. So that was quite hard, like to compete and just always know there are a lot of boys just faster than me. But for now, for pump track, it's more, we have like separate classes and there are always a lot of women at the events. And that's really, really cool. I think in 2021 or 22, there were almost as many girls competing as boys. So that's really cool.
What do you think can be improved from the woman's side of pump track?
I think it's more in general, like that the women really start doing what they want to do, like start riding a bike or just try it and not like think, oh, maybe that's not for me. Maybe that's just a boy thing. So for me, it was like really cool to grow up with the bike, and it was so normal. And I remember when I started BMX racing, there was a female coach in our BMX club, and that was really, really cool for me.
I think representation matters, would you say?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay. You also do something else. Folks, I'm laying it on here because this lady is multi-layered, multifaceted. She also does mountain biking, dual slalom. Okay, how did you get into that, and how does that incorporate into what you do already?
So I went to Crankworx last year, did the pump track there, and also the dual slalom, and it was like just I wanted to try something new, and the plan to do pump track on Crankworx was came before that, but then I just wanted to do something else as well, and it worked quite well. It was really fun. It was just like to do something completely different, just and also a little bit to go out of my comfort zone.
Do you plan to do more of those?
So this year I will go again to Innsbruck in end of June, and I will do again pump track and the dual slalom, and maybe there is also a dual slalom race in Switzerland that I can do.
Your sponsors are Stay Strong, Oakley. I've got a whole bunch of them here I want to go through. Stay Strong, Oakley, Vans, ODI, Tioga. Mm-hmm. Tell me this, Stay Strong. How did you get the ride with Stay Strong?
That was also my boyfriend Renato who did this for me. So, or for our BMX team. He was in contact with them already years ago, and it was like really cool, just the right moment to start this cooperation, if I can say it like this. And I really love to ride their bikes. They are amazing. It's really, really cool. Okay. Good stuff.
Okay, Oakley, how did that come about? Because that's got to be a cool sponsorship to have.
Same story. My boyfriend.
Renato, you need to hook me up. Shit. You ride for Oakley. What glasses do you like to wear?
In terms of the lenses, or in terms of the color of the frame?
Man, I'm talking about coolness. What glasses do you like to wear?
I think I really love the yellow one I wore on for the pump track worlds last year.
Yeah,
it looked so good with my kit. So
you fashion.
That was perfect.
Not bad, not bad. Okay, to me, this sponsorship that I'm about to bring up, to me, it's the coolest sponsorship you have. You have a sponsorship with Van.
That's amazing.
That is dope. Okay.
It is.
So I got to ask you, what shoes do you like to wear? And do you have unlimited amounts of Vans?
I have quite a lot, actually. And I think I love the most the ones I used to ride on my BMX, that are the BMX ones, actually. They are really cool. They are beautiful and they are super cool or good to ride with. So they are perfect for me.
What is your, so far, is your greatest moment on the bike?
I would say Worlds last year in Austria, because I really felt like in the final I had this perfect lap. I didn't know where I could go any faster or any better. So that was just a really, really good feeling, like to know, okay, that was so, so good. I felt so good. That's cool.
Is there such thing, and is it capable of having the perfect lap?
Yeah, if it's possible, then it was last year in Austria for me. But I don't know. It's just what I'm looking for always when I compete at the race, like to do this perfect lap. And until last year in Austria, I never had like this feeling of a perfect lap. So yeah, I think I was quite near from this perfect lap last year.
Ooh, I'm sure you dream about that perfect lap. I'm sure you do. Has the elite level life that you live when it comes to competition, is it what you thought it would be?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, I'm not like the typical full-time sports athlete, if you think of it, because I really have like a lot going on off the bike with my studies. And I think that is perfect for me. But I know that there are a lot of athletes like just doing nothing else than BMX race or pump track. And that is totally okay. That is perfect. At the end, it's everyone has to find his way and to be happy with what he can do. So I'm happy with what I'm doing right now, and I think that is perfect for me.
If somebody asked Krista about Switzerland, what would you want people to know about where you're from?
So in terms of sport, we have the most amount of pump tracks in Switzerland.
That is not fair.
And in terms of everything else, I think we have really, really cool nature. We have mountains, we have lakes, we have, it's beautiful. It's amazing to be here.
My last question to you is this. The theme that I got from reading articles about you was that family is important. Talk to me about how important your family is, not just your riding, but the benefit of just who you are as a person.
Yeah, family is everything for me. I mean, without my parents, I would never be where I am now. They are always here for me. They support me. They made everything possible for me. Like going to all these races as a kid, without my parents, it wouldn't be possible. So they bought a camping car. We went to races all over Europe. We traveled all weekends, and it would never have happened without my parents. So that's really cool. And then there is my brother who is always with me for the races, and we train together, we have fun together, but he knows me really well, so he like my boyfriend, he knows how to calm me down in races when I'm nervous, and this is really important, and it is so cool like doing this together. And yeah, knowing that they are part of it too, and they help me, and that's why it was so special to have them with me last year for the Pump Track Worlds.
Krista von Niederhauser, I want to say thank you for coming on the Lane 8 BMX podcast. I'm glad you even remembered my tale, because I was like, she ain't gonna remember. You hit me up and I was at work and I was like, oh my, I took my phone. I said, look, who this? Oh my God, world champion just hit me back. So I want to say thank you for remembering me. Thank you for coming on. And I just want to say, I wish you all the luck in racing, but in life. You're just a nice person. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I was quite nervous, but it was so fun. It was really cool talking to you. Thank you.